The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 25th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and therefore he is freed, and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin.
Satam prasannat mama bija sangvidho bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha Tadjusana dasya pavagavatmani sadhyarati bhakti ranukramishati. So, here it is recommended, satang prasanna talks between devotees. Satang means devotee, not ordinary person. Those who are devotee, sat, sat and asat, there are two things. Sat means which exists, and asat means which does not exist, temporary. That is called asat. This material world is asat. Therefore, basic injunction is asatu ma sadgama. Don't keep yourself within this material world. Child. Asatu ma. So, people who are interested in materialistic life, they are called asat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by a devotee, what is the behavior of a Vaishnava, of devotee? Vaishnava means devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, asat sanga tagi Vaishnavacha. Asat sanga tagi Vaishnavacha. He, in one line he said that, first of all, Vaishnava, his business is to avoid the company of asat. Asat means those who are materialistic interest. Asata. Asatoma sadgama. This is very important thing. We have established this Krishna Consciousness Society means that to avoid the asat-sanga, to avoid the, of course, we are preaching Krishna Consciousness amongst the people who are interested in material subject matter. But we are not associating with them. We are associating with Krishna because we don't talk anything except Krishna. We are not interested with their business. Everyone is interested with his own business. Similarly, we are interested with our own business, Krishna consciousness business. Even if we go to a materialistic person, we can back, kindly become our member, kindly read this book, purchase this book. So, we are not going to take their activities. We are trying to bring them in our activities. So, asat sangatya, Vaishnava acha. The Vaishnava, he should be always careful not to intermingle, means not to take up their ideas and thoughts. No. That is Vaishnava. Asatsanga tyagi Vaishnava. Why they should be avoided? Asat acts three sangi, Krishna abhakta. Who is Asat? Asat means those who are very much attached to sense gratification. The culmination of sense gratification is sex life. So those who are too much attached to sex life, Trishangi, and Krishna Bhakta, and not devotee of Krishna, they are asat. So those who are actually serious to make advance in spiritual life, they should avoid the asat. Asat sanga tyagi Vaishnava achar. Asat acts trishangi, Krishna abhakta are. See, if we discriminate like this, then we shall be advancing. Abhavarga vartmani. Tadjoshanad asu abhavarga vartmani. Sadhya bhakti ranukramishati. Just like if we are diseased, there is infectious disease, epidemic. So we should be careful not to be infected by the infectious disease. See, Sanatana Goswami said in Bhakti, Hari Bhakti Vilas, he has written one book, The Behavior of the Vaishnava, Hari Bhakti Vilas. So in that book, he has recommended, A Vaishnava Mukhadgina Puta Hari Kathamritam Sabanam Nakartabham. He has said that one who is not Vaishnava, by his behavior, by his action, by his mode of life, if he speaks something from Shastra, especially Harikatha, Harikatha means Bhagavad Gita, the Puranas, out of which the Bhagavat Mahapurana. So we should not hear from a professional reader or a Vaishnava or Mayavadi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word, Mayavadi Bhasya Sunile Hai Sarvana. If we hear Bhagavad Gita, that is Krishna Katha, Hari Katha, we should not hear from the Mayavadis or a Vaishnava. Then it will not be effective. There are so many Mayavadis and a Vaishnava. They practically do not accept Krishna, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they dare to speak on Bhagavad Gita. Just see the fun. He does not accept Bhagavad Gita as it is. And he wants to comment and give his tika. So you will never derive any benefit. Therefore here it is said, satanga prasanga. You should hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from the devotee, not from a third class man, no. Third class means those who are materialist. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned that Mayavadi Bhasya Sunile Hai Sarvanas. If you happen to hear from a Mayavadi, impersonalist, who does not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or does not know what is Krishna, if such person reads Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, he'll never derive any benefit. You can go on hearing them for hundreds of years, still he'll never understand what is Krishna. That is forbidden. Sanatana Goswami has forbidden. that avaishnava mukhat girna puto harikatha amrita. Harikatha talks, discussion on Hari or Krishna. That is amrita. Amrita means nectaring. If one hears, then he gets his amrita, amritattam. So amritattaya kalpate. Amrita means no more birth and death. Amrita means birth and death. Mrittu. At amrita one should stop birth and death. The whole spiritual life means to stop this birth, death, old age and disease. To get amritat. No more birth, no more death. That is the real aim of spiritual life. Of course, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the spiritual life begins if one is pious. If one is pious, artho arthati jigyasu chaturvidha bhajante maam. Krishna says, four classes of men. Chaturvidha bhajante maam. Sukriti na arjuna. Sukriti. Sukriti means pious. One who has got background, pious life, not impious life, sinful life. Such pious men, out of them, four classes of men, chaturvidha, they come to devotional life, begins. Who are they? Artha, those who are distressed. Artha, arthati, those who want some money. Jigyasu, those who are inquisitive and jnani. So artha, arthati, they are in the lower grade. And jnani and jigyasu, they are in the higher grade. But still they are not pure devotees because they want something. Artha, the distressed, he comes to Krishna in the temple or in the church to beg something, material profit. That is also good because he has come to Krishna. Krishna, I am distressed, kindly save me from the distress condition. Krishna, I require some money. Kindly, if you give me some money, I can live very peacefully. Generally. So because they have come to Krishna, therefore they are called Sukritina. Sukritina means pious. And there are others who are Duskritina. Impious, sinful. Namāna duṣkītana mūḍhā prapadyante narādhava. They are not even human beings who do not accept the authority of the Supreme Lord. Duṣkītana mūḍhā, and they have been described as mūḍhā. Mūḍhā means rascal, foolish. Real meaning of murha is ass. So those who are like that, duskritina and full of impious activity, naradhama, lowest of the mankind, maya aparitajnana, whose knowledge has been taken away by the illusory energy, naman prapadyate, they do not accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. In order to become a devotee of Krishna, we must associate with devotee. Satam prasangat mama vidyasam. Then by reciprocation with devotees, if one comes to devotee also, if one is pious, if something is there on the background, piety, then he comes to a devotee. By mixing with devotee, by associating with devotee, our knowledge for salvation or getting out of the clutches of this maya, repetition of birth and death increases. Satang prasanga mama vidya sangha. The discussion on Krishna katha is bijaba. Just like when there is sex life, if a man is bijama, there will be pregnancy. Similarly, if we hear from devotee, then immediate action will be there, some inclination. So why not become Krishna conscious? That is bijama. Why not become Krishna conscious? That is called sadhya. Sadhya bhakti ranukramishyati. Tadjushana asubhu apavarka vartmane sadhya. This is called sadhya. If by hearing from the devotees or in the association of devotees, one is inclined, why not become Krishna conscious? That is very nice. Sukritino. Immediately, the effect of pious activities. Radhu sadhya. That is the beginning of spiritual life. And if you want to develop your spiritual life more and more, then satang prasangat, then you have to associate with devotees. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu sangha. And sadhu we have described already in 3-4 verses. The summary is, a sadhu means a devotee. Apite sudurachara bhajate mam ananya bhavena. Without any deviation, unflinching, staunch devotee. They are called sadhu. So, we have to associate with sadhu, satang prasanga. When you discuss about Krishna with sadhu or devotees, it becomes very pleasing. Satang prasangad mama bija sangvido bhavanti ritkanna rasayana. Rasayana means there is some taste. Just like you eat something, there is some taste. That is called rasa. Or mela. Then just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, rasoham apsukanti. Rasa. Rasa means when you are thirsty, when you drink water, you taste something very nice, either to quench your thirst. So Krishna has instructed that to begin with, you can think of me, aham, why you drink water. It is not difficult. Everyone can practice it. So is it. Everyone can practice. Everyone drinks water. And the rasa, the taste, the nice taste, when you are thirsty, how it is palatable by drinking water. Without water sometimes we die, and by getting little sip of water, we live. Water is so important. So water, we drink everyone, and there is rasa, that taste. That taste, if you simply think, here is Krishna. Very easy thing. Raso vangap sukantya, prabhasmi sasisudaya. As soon as you see the sunlight in the morning, you can think, Krishna says. Why do you say, can you show me God? God is showing you Himself. Why don't you see? If you close your eyes, how you can see God? He says, I am this. According to our position, just like here it is said, sadhya rati bhakti ranukramishyati. Anukram means gradual. Not that all of a sudden you can expect to see God, but you become qualified to see God. This is the way. Sadhya rati bhakti anukramishyati. Adu sadhya. Just like with Shraddha. Somebody is thinking this Harikirtan is nuisance. They are amongst those Duskitunam Murha. They are thinking that this Harikirtan, Harikatha, which are trying to spread all over the world, and they are accepting all over the world, and in India, especially here in Bombay, they are sending complaints to the police that we are creating nuisance. Just see the fun. Where Krishna is born and Krishna Katha is there, Bhagavad Gita, we have not imported this book from elsewhere. Now we are so fallen that we are thinking that this Krishna Katha, this chanting of Hare Krishna, is creating nuisance. Just see how much we have advanced after getting independence. They are complaining that we are creating nuisance. Satatam kirtanantam maam jatantascha dhirabhrita. Kirtan is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Satatam, always, 24 hours. Satatam kirtanantam maam jatantascha dhirabhrita. And worshipping the deity with attention, with care. These things are going on here and people are complaining we are creating nuisance. Let's see. Asat is so dangerous. Therefore, we have to create a society of sat. Then the world will be saved. Otherwise, they are going to the hellish condition of life. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. Durasayaji bahiratthamanina andhajathandhi rupaniyamana ste isatantra urudam nivadhya matinna krishne parato sato vamitho vipadvita grihabhritana adanta gobhi visatana tamisram punapuna charvita charvana. So, if we want to save ourselves, we do not know how to save. Gaddulika Prabhaha, there is a logic of Gaddulika Prabhaha. One man is doing something and another man is following. Of course, if you follow a sajjan, a devotee, that is very nice. But if you follow a rascal, then you also become rascal. But at the present moment, the whole world is full of rascals, Mura, Duskitina, Naradhama. Why do you call Mura, Duskitina, Naradhama? There is so much advancement of education, there are so many universities, so many degrees. Krishna says, Maya, Aparita Jnana. Their so-called knowledge has no value, because their sense of knowledge is taken away by the illusion. Now, why you say they are educated? No, knowledge has been taken away. Why? What is the reason? The reason is asuri bhavamasrita. They have taken to the nonsense philosophy of godlessness. That's it. For this reason, their so-called education, university education, degrees, are simply illusion of maya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung one song, Jarobidya Sam Mayar Bhuyav. This material education without God consciousness is expansion of the influence of Maya. Jarobidya Sam Mayar Bhuyav, Tamar Bhajane Bhava. They are simply impediments in the matter of advancing Krishna consciousness. Tamar Bhajane Bhava. Anitya samsare, and why? The result of godless material education means the anitya samsare mohajanmaya. We are already illusion. Anyone who has come to this material world is illusion. But The advancement of so-called material education means the increasing of the same illusory propaganda. Jaravidya sa mayara vaibhav, tomara bhajane badha, anitya samsare mohajanmaya. They are trying to become happy in this temporary material life. He has forgotten that is eternal. Even if we become very happy, temporary life, in this life, that is also illusion, because we will not be allowed to stay and enjoy the status. But they do not understand. So these things have to be understood in the association of devotees. A devotee knows everything. Tatva darshino. Tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattadarshi. Tattadarshi means who has actually seen the truth. Om tatsat, one who has seen the supreme truth. The supreme truth is Krishna. So, these are the chants, human being, and there is Krishna consciousness movement. There is Krishna. Krishna is advising personally. So many opportunities offered by this Krishna consciousness movement. Why don't you take it? If you don't take it, then you are committing suicide. Thank you very much. Yeah.